Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live, actually, this Friday, February 16th, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Hour one was Memorex. Hour two is live. So buckle up, Dorothy, because we're not in Kansas anymore and your normalcy bias is about to go bye-bye. First up, and we're going to just kind of bang through some clips. We have about 2 hours worth of stuff that we're going to have to cram into about an hour now, but I assure you it's worth it. First up, Tucker Carlson, I think, put it best last night, about 4.5 minutes in his opening monologue. It was pretty good. And so as soon as you're ready with that, let's throw that up. Yawn. Oh. If we can do that, or maybe we have to wait for a minute. Okay, we'll wait for a second. How about this then? We'll just go to a couple of newsworthy items. The first that I didn't see anywhere else this morning. But ABC News reported yesterday the headline, Florida suspect said he heard voices telling him to carry out massacre, law enforcement sources say. That was the headline. Florida suspect said he heard voices telling him to carry out massacre, law enforcement sources say. So then you start to kind of think, maybe, basically it's the same old. Which would explain the gurney, wouldn't it? Or the the gurney. Why was the suspect taken away from the scene when he was apprehended on a gurney? And why was he admitted to jail in a hospital gown? The same old MK Ultra Clockwork Orange sort of scenario. Anyway, from the ABC News story, it opens with these words. The 19-year-old who was accused of killing 17 people and injuring dozens more when he opened fire on a South Florida high school Wednesday afternoon told investigators that he heard voices in his head giving him instructions on what to do to conduct the attack. Law enforcement sources told ABC News. The voices described as demons by law enforcement sources. So, you have the same old MO here that we see in a number of these kinds of instances. Esteban Santiago, the Navy shipyard shooter, and just about everybody that actually gets caught says the same thing. And for those who doubt the veracity of the Bible, why do we see this kind of stuff? Why do they say the voices were described as demons? It's kind of interesting. So that's provocative, to say the least. I mean, that's ABC News reporting that Florida suspect said he heard voices telling him to carry out massacre. And, the unwashed don't catch this, but this happens all the time. Anytime someone is caught, we end up seeing this storyline somewhere. It falls out. And why isn't every cable news show and mainstream news show talking about this morning? Especially when it happens over and over, you would think they would. I mean, if it was real news, if what they were pushing was real news, but of course it's not. Sticking to the storyline, and there's all kinds of other just anomalies. We'll talk about that stuff this morning. But one of the things we'll get to here in a minute. Hopefully, one of the things we'll get to here in a minute, Tucker Carlson's remarks last night in his opening monologue, Mark Steyn's remarks on Tucker. That was great, too. But also, the clip that's been circulating, there are a few of them, but KHOU 11, Houston, had a sportscaster, Matt Musil, who's been with KHOU since 1980. He's a veteran, been around for a while. He was in Parkland, Florida, covering spring training on Wednesday, that fateful day, having been alerted to what was happening at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Matt Musil decided to interview students who had fled the school. Alexa Meadnick, a senior at Stoneman Douglas at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, who knew Nicholas Cruz, spoke to Matt Musil on the evening. The interview was actually posted on KHOU 11's YouTube channel, was being the operative word. And they have some stuff that's still up, but it's a sort of an abridgment of the really shocking stuff. So hopefully we can get to that too here in a second. But that's kind of circulated a little bit. And there's some other clips too. I guess we'll get to those in a minute. Let me just kind of jump to this for a second while we're waiting. Have we seen a single image of a shooter yet in Building 12? Let me guess, just like the San Bernardino Inland Regional Center campus, which had just recently been wired with a multitude of cameras everywhere before that incident, and was running drills frequently, according to staff, you may recall. But somehow, the alleged shooters, Syed Rizwan Farooq and Tashfeen Malik, managed to shoot up the one single area on the entire campus that had no cameras, that conference room. Wow, so diabolical. Unbelievable. Did they have blueprints Anyway, so just like that, what we hear that somehow in the case of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School incident, the alleged Valentine's Day massacre, alleged perpetrator Nicholas Cruz, who was banned from coming to the school with a backpack, according to school officials, somehow managed to make it inside the school with not only a backpack, made it inside school in the one place, not only with a backpack, but only filled with 5.56 magazines and a soft rifle case with a rifle inside and a gas mask and smoke grenades. And according to some students, body armor. And, of course, Jason Bourne fashion managed to inflict terror on three floors of the building or, all in the only area of campus where there aren't any cameras. Is that what we're going to hear? We're going to – it's funny how you never – I mean, did we see any pictures of Syed Farooq and Tashfeen Malik or Rizwan Farooq, they call him, Syed Rizwan Farooq and Tashfeen Malik – in the Inland Regional Center? No, we never do. You notice that? It's always crappy, pixelated, washed out photos, Steve Paddock. Still haven't seen a single photo of him in Las Vegas that we can confirm is him. We've seen some crappy, grainy security footage from, 2014? We've never seen a single image of the so-called Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas in 2017 at all. Not one. I'm sure that's, for national security reasons. Anyway, here is Tucker Carlson last night. Go ahead. This is pretty fantastic. Please.
Person knows something horrible is going on in American society. Tragedies like this happen for a reason, and it probably doesn't have a lot to do with guns. The percentage of American households with firearms has dropped dramatically over the past 35 years. Meanwhile, the number of mass shootings has risen. If you're over 40, you did not grow up in a country like this. So the question is, what happened? It could be a lot of things. Far more Americans than ever before take psychiatric medications. Are outbursts of violence a potential side effect? We don't know, but it's possible. Does the social atomization of modern society play a role in all this? Well, spending life online does cause alienation. We know that. Last week, we interviewed author Johan Hari, who has studied the dramatic rise of depression in this country. As he pointed out, the most common answer to the question, how many close friends do you have, is now zero. The lack of meaningful relationships does cause despair. Perhaps in rare cases, it drives some to mass murder. Meanwhile, the nuclear family has collapsed nationwide. Does a generation of boys growing up without fathers pose a threat to this country? Of course it does. Why wouldn't it? Fatherlessness is one feature common to many mass shooters. Nobody's surprised by that. And what about men more broadly? As a group, men are not thriving in this country right now. Ignore the propaganda, and there's a lot of it. And instead, look at the numbers. Men kill themselves more, graduate less, and of course commit pretty much 100% of mass shootings. It's a disaster, which for some reason our elites persist in ignoring. In March, this show will begin a month-long series every Wednesday on what is happening to men. We hope it'll be interesting. But why haven't we been talking about this for years? And we're not saying any of these factors caused the massacre we saw yesterday. We don't know that. We are saying we ought to do our honest best as a nation to figure out what exactly is going on here. But we're not doing that. That vital conversation has been drowned out and made impossible by mindless screeching about gun control led by blustery charlatans in the media, you know exactly who they are, and also in Congress, whose only real agenda is moral preening. They aren't trying to solve the problem. Their aims are darker than that. Press a little bit and you'll see it. Sensible gun reforms, you hear that phrase a lot. You heard it all day today on cable news. What exactly does that mean, sensible gun reforms? Banning bump stocks? No. A piece on Vox.com today calls for a landmark gun control bill like the one Australia passed 22 years ago in 1996. That's the law that liberals are always telling you about. But the Australian law wasn't gun control, and it wasn't a voluntary buyback, no matter what they tell you. It was gun confiscation, a wholesale mandatory disarmament of the entire civilian population. Imagine what would happen if you tried that here in this country. America is not Australia for a bunch of reasons, including our history and our Bill of Rights. Imagine federal officials marching from house to house, seizing hundreds of millions of firearms from law-abiding citizens, and then fining and imprisoning those who resist. Vox approvingly calls this leadership. In fact, it's a recipe for bloodshed and civil war. It's nuts. Yet it is a common fantasy on the left. Dan Pfeiffer was a senior advisor to Barack Obama. Now he's a contributor at CNN, of course. Last fall, Pfeiffer wrote an article attacking his fellow Democrats for what he bluntly called fake moderation on guns. His advice was this: stop pretending to respect the Constitution and instead focusing on appointing judges who will nullify it. The goal? Gun seizures, ammunition regulation, the disarmament of the American population. A country where only the people in charge have guns and everybody else obeys. In the wake of yesterday's shooting, Pfeiffer's piece is going viral on the left. What he wrote is what they believe. So let's stop lying about this. The calls you're hearing today for gun control have nothing to do with protecting Americans from violence. What you're witnessing is a kind of class war. The left hates rural America, red America, gun-owning America, the America that elected Donald Trump. They hate them. Progressives are still in charge of most of the major institutions in this country, and they despise the autonomy of an armed population. They want collective punishment for the sins of a few. They seek to obliterate a core constitutional right rather than trying to mitigate its downsides. They call it gun control, but it's not. It's people control. For the left, voters who can't be controlled can't be trusted.
That's pretty doggone good, you know? I mean, for mainstream media, that's I'd give that about an A minus or so. So our notes kind of back and forth in the while we're listening to that, the board op and I, he says he's living all the anti-rifle rhetoric while people simultaneously forget that more than 60% of gun fatalities are committed with handguns, and rifles are still in the minority to shotguns as well. And so And there are a number of other statistics. You know, one of the greatest voices in that discussion is, oh gosh, what's his name? And he was on with Laura Ingraham last night. He's been on recently. I'm not. His project, the crime, what the heck is it called? Crime Prevention Research Center project. Here's an interesting one, too. Over at crimeresearch.org, there's a story from April last year. Murders in U.S. very concentrated. 54% of U.S. counties, that's about 60 counties, in 2014 had zero murders. Excuse me, that's not 60. 2% is. 54% of U.S. counties in 2014, 2% of counties had 51% of the murders. So more than half of the murders were committed in only about 60 counties in the in America. So that's an interesting. But John Lott has done some. You know, he's been kind of a tireless crusader for a long time. His book, published 20 years ago now, "More Guns, Less Crime," now in its third edition. From University of Chicago Press, ironically, really, you know, he's kind of the, I don't know, the Moses of the whole discussion, really, with his data. Anyway, so he has a lot of interesting information along those lines too. And so, more guns, less crime. Exactly. You know, Robert Heinlein was right. Beyond this horizon, an armed society is a polite society. Honor or Andrew Goodwin, one may have to back up one's acts with one's life. So, my remark also was that the rifle, which is always the AR-15 style, you know, the Armalite rifle. Assault slash military style rifle equals a direct assault on the Second Amendment. Why? Because if you understand the purpose of the Second Amendment, it's not hunting, Senator Nelson, then you understand why anyone would want to attack that style of weapon. For anyone who's paying attention, a well-regulated militia, do we have that these days? Do we really care about the security of a free state? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Necessary to the security of a free state, not for hunting, not for personal defense, but, you know, as Edward Abbey put it, a patriot must be ready at all times to defend one's country against its government. That's what the AR 15 is, you know, that's why it's really attack. Anyway, I want to give you Mark Stein before we go out. If we can do that, that'd be great. Let's play the Mark Stein clip. No? All right. Well, oh, we'll play that one, you know, when we come back. But, and the mental health rhetoric, as I mentioned in my note, is being pushed big this time as well. And so the big question there is, who decides? If I disagree, again, this is why the difference between a democracy and a republic is important. If my views differ from 100 of my fellow countrymen, does that mean I'm crazy? Does that mean I shouldn't own a firearm? If I think that the government might try to come get me like it has time and time and time and time and time again, like it is this time in PSYOP, we'll talk more about that when we come back around.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back.
So if Matthew's different, does that mean that, you know, suddenly I'm a crazy person who shouldn't own a gun? You know, and what is that expression? How does it go? You know, just because you're paranoid and you think someone's after you, I forget, because you think someone's after you doesn't mean you're wrong, or because you think, I forget how it goes, something like that. Anyway, we should be paying attention to these things. You look at history, you know, and when it's been approved, it's been an established that folks like Martin Luther King Jr. have been assassinated with the complicity and even help of the federal government, to say the least. Maybe it's time to pay attention. You know, when you look at J. Edgar Hoover and his effort, or you look at what the CIA has been proven to have done. But I digress. Let's stay on point. I want to give you Mark Stein's remarks last night on Tucker. He said some provocative things. This was among them. Go ahead, please.
I think it is much. You talked about social atomization at the top of the show, Tucker, and that's true. But the fact is that the combination of factors means you can be socially entirely dysfunctional and actually have a what seems like a rich and rewarding fantasy life through technology now. You know, if yes. You're in the late 19th century, if you were a miserable social loser, you were basically just on your own kicking a can around the backyard. There was nothing else to do. Now, like this guy, you can go on the internet, you can make threats that attract the attention of the FBI, apparently. You can lead a rewarding life communicating with some guy in Uzbekistan or Papua New Guinea, all over the world, and in some sense that fantasy life is more real for people than actually, you know, going to the soda fountain and having a chocolate malt with friends or whatever
exactly
they were
right.
doing 50, 60 or years ago. And that's very disturbing. That the fact that the void is now rewarding and fulfilling, there is great peril in that, because it suggests we're going to have more of these kind of people in the years ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, there's a more sinister side to that conversation. But, you know, basically, I think in part what Tucker and Mark Stein wrote to sort of corroborates what I was I kind of think of what I was referring to, that Harvard University Center on Developing Build Working Paper 9, the other interesting two, but the one until persistent fear and anxiety can affect young children's learning and development. This is one of the bombshells, though. Listen next. This is Alexis, again, this is Alexa Meadnick talking to KHOU 11's Matt Musil. Listen to what she says. Go ahead, please.
I actually was in the bathroom at the moment, and I had came back to my classroom, and I knocked on the door, and the fire alarm went off, and principal came on the speaker and just said, everyone needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very, I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school. So I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, but...
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
Because when shots were fired, I saw him after the fact. So, and the shots were coming from the other part of the building, so there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe.
That's the first I've heard of that. Did you see any other students who were wounded?
No, sir.
Houston, we have a problem. I suppose pun intended. That, again, is Alexa Meadnick, a senior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. New Nicholas Cruz, obviously you heard her since junior high. Talking to KHOU 11 Houston's sportscaster, Matt Musil, who was in Parkland, Florida, again, covering the spring training, and just happened to interview Alexa Meadnick and a couple other kids. And just to sort of corroborate that, we'll give you a clip from Matt Musil's reporting, you know, his correspondence with the anchor desk. When we come back, stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Bottom of the second hour already. The only live hour today. Hour one was Memorex, but this is bottom of the second hour this Friday, February 16th, 2018. And so we played the clip in the last segment of Alexa Meadnik, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, who knew Nicholas Cruz, as she said, you know, since junior high at least, and she was speaking to KHVU 11's sportscaster Matt Musil there in Parkland, Florida, covering spring training. And this is Matt Musil now talking to the anchors. Houston, go ahead, please.
Alexa Meadnik, she actually walked down the hall with the accused shooter, Nicholas Cruz, after she heard shots fired. She said, "Hey, Nicholas," this is what she told me on camera. We will have it for our 10 o'clock show. She said, "Hey, I just heard shots fired. I'm surprised it wasn't you." Just kidding like that. He had his reaction, "What?" And then they parted ways. She said, "I heard more shots after that." She thinks there was a second shooter. That's the first we've heard of that, but she believes there was actually a second shooter. We'll see if that comes about or not again. Authorities still inside searching. Now,
so that's KHOU's Matt Musil. There's another, you know, we don't need to do this, but I will anyway. It's the same clip, I believe, but, can we play that once on to now up to about, I don't know, just under a minute?
And local police agencies are still at the school right now talking to students and staff, hoping to get answers.
Matt Musil was live near the school in Parkland. This is heartbreaking, we know, Matt.
Yes, it is, Len and me. Of course, photographer Bob Luna and I were at West Palm Beach covering spring training for the Astros when we got the call to come down here. We've spoken with a number of students,
parents, former students, they're all in shock. Let me just tell you this. We just spoke with a former student, Aletza Medick. She actually walked down the hall with the accused shooter, Nicholas Cruz, after she heard shots fired. She said, "Hey, Nicholas," this is what she told me on camera. We will have it for our 10 o'clock show. She said, "Hey, I just heard shots fired. I'm surprised it wasn't you." Just kidding like that. He had this reaction, "What?" And then they parted ways. She said, "I heard more shots after that." She thinks there was a second shooter. That's the first we've heard of that, but she believes there was actually a second shooter. We'll see if that comes about or not. Again, authorities still inside searching. Now, more on Nicholas Cruz. I spoke with a number of students. Like I said, one of those was Adam Habona.
There you go. That's enough. Again, that's KHOU's Matt Musil. You heard him say, you know, they're covering spring training and mainstream accounts, you know, Aletza Medick. Was she interviewed? How come no one's talking to her? How come she hasn't been on ABC or, you know, Fox or CNN or MSNBC? I ask rhetorically. And speaking of drills and multiple shooters, here's another take. This one from West Palm Beach NBC affiliate WPTV News Channel 5. Listen as the reporter, Lemon. You got to listen closely. This is a clip that folks should listen to over and over again. It's actually a WPTV clip on their YouTube channel titled "Student Hangs from a Shelf and Hides in a Cabinet to Stay Safe During Shooting." Listen again. Listen carefully as reporter Alyssa Hyman interviews this Montgomery Douglas High School junior named Maddie. You'll hear Maddie explain the drills, the PSYOP, and she goes into quite a bit of detail, actually. But also, as they discuss the shooting, pay close attention to how Alyssa Hyman keeps saying he or him, and Maddie keeps saying they, including, well, just listen. Go ahead, please.
University.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else that you want to say or that you saw or that you heard that you want us to know about what happened? Obviously traumatizing for you.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of screaming saying, "Help me." He was like screaming, and I thought it was a joke. I thought he must not be, like, because they told us that they were going to have like fake, you know, and have people being taken away and like have them scream or whatever. So I was like,
like,
it must
like
be
in
fake.
A school drill? Like,
yeah,
is that
like a drill? And so I just figured it was that, but it was like so real. I could hear his voice. He was very, very like gasping.
Now, I know you told me you didn't know the guy who was shooting and you hardly saw him, but of what you saw, can you tell me what you saw? You didn't know him?
It was just a split. There was like two people run past and it was just black. I couldn't see anything. And the slit that I was looking through was so thin that it was just like right, like 1-2.
Was he saying anything? Was he screaming?
I heard laughing.
Laughing?
Right when they walked through the door, and then I heard people run down the stairs, and then that was it for a little while, and then it was just somebody screaming, "Help me."
And just so everybody knows, so this was in the freshman building. For those who aren't familiar with
third
the school,
floor,
it was
building.
Third floor of the freshman building. Explain what the layout of the school is like. So there's more than one building. And
it's just the freshman building is separate from the entire school. There's one floor which has one aisle and it has doors on all sides, and then another floor has an aisle and another floor has an aisle. I was on the top at the very end of the back. So the staircase was right by the door.
All right, well, listen, I want you to go find your dad. If you need a cell phone number to call, let me know. All right, I know your phone is dead. We want to send it back to Michael.
All right, so were you listening carefully? I mean, it kind of goes by fast. So she explains the op. You got to listen carefully, though, because she explains the op. Then she says two people running past, like 1-2. I heard laughing right when they walked through the door. Then I heard people run down the stairs. You know, people running down the stairs would be something else, but you would presume that, you know, a lot of people would be. Anyway, so who was running by when she's terrified? And, you know, this is – some might say, well, you're splitting hairs. And I would say, sure, but, you know, then, we just heard Aletza Medick say it sounded like there were two shooters and – It sounds more like a military-style operation, doesn't it? Who goes into a school, pulls the alarm so kids come out and then shoots them as they go by, so that it's, you know, a mass casualty event, and then just wanders across the street to Walmart and has a soda at Subway, then wanders a couple more blocks away to McDonald's for a reason, then hangs out for another 30 or 40 minutes to wait to get apprehended in Lee Harvey fashion. Does that make any sense to you? So anyway, here once more is WPTV News Channel 5's Alyssa Hyman interviewing Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School junior named Maddie. And listen again carefully as Maddie, she keeps saying they. Well, Alyssa Hyman keeps saying he. Listen carefully. Go ahead, please.
And I thought it was a joke. I thought he must not be, like, because they told us that they were going to have, like, fake, you know, and have people being taken away and, like, have them scream or whatever. So I was like, they must be
like
fake.
In a school drill? Like,
yeah,
is that
like a drill. And so I just figured it was that, but it was, like, so real. I could hear his voice. He was very, very, like, gasping.
Now, I know you told me you didn't know the guy who was shooting and you hardly saw him, but of what you saw, can you tell me what you saw? You didn't know him?
It was just a split. There was like two people run past and it was just black. I couldn't see anything. And the slit that I was looking through was so thin that it was just like right, like one, two.
Was Sorry. He saying anything? Was he
just
screaming?
I heard laughing.
Laughing?
Right when they walked through the door. And then I heard people run down the stairs. And then that was it for a little while. And then it was
there
just...
There you go. Were you paying attention? Two people running past, like one, two. I heard laughing right when they walked through the door. They? Anyway, you know, and again, have we seen a single image of the shooter in Building 12 or anywhere on campus? Which again reminds me of San Bernardino. Maybe I'm overreacting. Florida is a big time sunshine state, right? We should expect to see lots of video, right? Lots of images on campus. I've heard mainstream folks say the same thing. Florida's a sunshine state. We should expect, shouldn't we? Well, this is what Sheriff Scott Israel says. Go ahead, please.
No, I didn't mention release. I didn't talk about releasing any video. We're examining video, and we might release information we recover or capture from the video. But at this time, we have no plans to release any type of surveillance video.
No plans to release any type of surveillance video. Interesting. How convenient. Sheriff Scott Israel is an interesting character. How is Sheriff Scott Israel? Is he real? Is Scott Israel real? Who is Sheriff Scott Israel? Who better to ask than himself? This is a clip. YouTube clip titled Behind the Badge, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. This is from the Florida Sheriff's YouTube channel, published back on March 24th of 2017. Last year. Listen to this. Listen carefully. Go ahead, please.
Dr. King said that genuine leaders don't search for consensus, they mold consensus. And I take that very seriously. And my job is to mold consensus, stand for the right things, battle county commissioners when it's appropriate, when it needs to, and mold the consensus as we move forward and keep the county safe.
His job is to mold the consensus. Sheriff Scott Israel's job is to mold the consensus. Now, again, these things might just be coincidence, but when you start to stack up several coincidences, remember, three or more is enemy action, right? And go in Fleming's Goldfinger. Anyway, who is Sheriff Scott Israel? There are a number of harbingers from history. I want to give you another one. Hopefully, maybe we can cram that in. Can we cram that one in? The next one?
New at 11, perspective on the mass shooting in Las Vegas from the man who led the response to our own crisis in South Florida just 10 months ago.
That's right. Broward Sheriff Scott Israel says that he and his deputies learned a lot after the massacre at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. And tonight, the sheriff shared his thoughts with CBS 4's Carrie Cott.
On January 6th of this year, Broward County faced a situation encountered in communities across the U.S. A lone gunman in a public place opening fire. Esteban Santiago is accused of killing five people inside the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport.
It was a day that'll live in infamy in Broward County. It was one of the finest hours of law enforcement.
Broward Sheriff Scott Israel sees the parallels between what happened at the airport and what happened on Sunday night in Las Vegas when authorities say Stephen Paddock fired off round after round into a large crowd gathered for a music festival. Israel says in a situation like that, it's almost impossible to stop.
If you have a lone wolf assassin that's committed to commit great carnage and kill people, there's really not anything you can do about it.
What it teaches Israel is this. In this day and age, whenever you go out to a public place, you must be aware of your surroundings.
You have to look at areas, you know, of ingress and egress. Who's around you? You have to look up high. You have to look up. You have to have a plan. You know, where am I going to run to? Where can I hide?
After the airport shooting in Broward, reports were issued on how the law enforcement and county's response could be improved. A range of topics emerged. Better communications, improved radio capabilities for first responders, and how to handle a massive response of law enforcement officers from all over the area that wanted to help.
We appreciate their desire to get to these events and these venues, but at the end of the day, self-dispatching probably makes it worse than better.
Broward County is continually playing host to large events, like several music festivals on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Fort Lauderdale's Mayor Jack Seiler told me in light of what happened in Las Vegas, they will be reviewing and updating their security plans on all events in the city.
So, molding the consensus, part of the Fort Lauderdale situation, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of these clips you'll find on, you know, if you search Sheriff Scott Israel. And there's one post with several clips, a few clips in particular, over at viral.buzzunites.com, published yesterday. Sheriff Scott Israel, five fast facts you need to know, including this little blurb down at the bottom of the page. In August 2016, part of Sheriff Israel's campaign centered around his faith. His faith, what faith? The sheriff was quoted on one of his ad posters as saying, quote, "My Jewish faith is a central part of my central life." That's a weird turn of phrase. My late father, Israel, fought in the Korean War and became a police officer because he believed in the call from the Talmud that whoever saves one life saves an entire world, quote unquote. Those words guided my brother and I as we became police officers. Indeed. What can we infer from that little nugget? But back to Fort Lauderdale, because we heard about that, and obviously Sheriff has been there. Remember the Fort Lauderdale airport incident scenario? Let me refresh your memory, or let me, just in case. Broward County, also Sheriff Scott Israel. Apparently there's something weird going on by the network. Very strange. So also Bergani, also Sheriff Israel, also a shooter who claimed to hear voices. In fact, you may recall the mainstream story of the alleged shooter Esteban Santiago, who worked for Defense Security CIA tied Signal 88 Security up in Anchorage, Alaska. Remember him visiting the local FBI field office, allegedly with his infant child and the Walther PPS 9mm was at the scene in the car with him. And he told FBI agents the CIA was making him watch. This is mainstream news. He said CIA was making him watch ISIS videos and trying to get him to fight for ISIS. That's what Esteban Santiago told the FBI field office. After a brief psyche eval, the FBI said, nope, ship shape, and sent him on his way. Then after a brief holding period, remember, I think it was about a month or so, they returned the pistol to him, or was that actually when they planted it on him? But I digress. Anyway, we also never saw a single image of Esteban Santiago at any airport, did we? Not at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport in Anchorage, where he supposedly hopped on a Delta flight. nor Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, where he allegedly connected through, let alone Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Broward County, Florida. Never saw an image. Do they have cameras in airports these days? Yeah, I think they... Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
When you were here before... Couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Interesting. So as we're sitting here doing this, you know, there's stuff circulating over at Cedar Ridge High School in Round Rock, and this tweet from the Cedar Ridge High School account, important text going around, is not current, nor is it correct. This is old information from another campus at another time in another city. So crisis narrowly averted for the mom. Anyway, back to where we are. I mean, did you catch all of that that I mentioned? This is crazy stuff. Incidentally, one of the sound bites from Sheriff Scott Israel that really struck me, stuck with me, and has never sat well with me is this. Can we play that, please?
This is CBS 4 News special report.
This will be the last briefing of the evening. I'm here with Governor Scott. I'm here with Rob Lasky, director of the SAC of the FBI down to Miami Field Division, Mayor Beam Furr, county commissioners, and Mr. Runcie. I want to start out by saying to Broward County, to the state of Florida, and to this nation, another horrific day, a detestable day. I'm absolutely sick to my stomach to see children who go to school armed with backpacks and pencils lose their lives.
Did you catch that? Did you catch that the way that I did? He's absolutely sick to his stomach to see children with go to school armed with backpacks and pencils. Armed with backpacks and pencils? That always struck me as odd, an odd turn of phrase. Children don't go to school armed with backpacks and pencils, do they? Speaking of armed, who actually saw Nicholas Cruz armed? We heard from fellow students, you know, we played the Alexa Meadnick clip. She saw him unarmed. We hear, you know, the dump stuff. Why would he go up to the next floor, second floor? Look at the timeline. Why would he go to from the second floor to the third floor, dump his stuff? Where was it? Are we going to see that? His backpack and the rifle? Where was the soft case, the black soft case? Where did all that get dumped? When he was apprehended, why was Nicholas Cruz taken away on a stretcher in an ambulance to a hospital? Was it an MK Ultra, Clockwork Orange, Manchurian moment? Why was Nicholas Cruz in a hospital gown when he was admitted to jail for processing? Speaking of the timeline, if you plan to do something like this, would you show up at the end of the day when everyone's about to leave? Maybe, I suppose, especially if you want to interfere with the morning drill and heaven forbid another goes live. Who would execute a military-style shooting operation, killing 17, wounding many more, and then walk across the street to the Walmart subway for a soda? It's literally right across the street from McNabb's, and then a few blocks south to a McDonald's, and then wander around the area for another 30 or 40 minutes until apprehended Springs, about a mile from the school. Does that make any sense? In any context, other than this is clearly another operation, and Nicholas Cruz is the latest Lee Harvey. And who, after just committing such a heinous act, would just wander around the vicinity and wait to get caught? The whole Uber nonsense is crazy, too. You heard about that, right? He showed up in an Uber, as Chef Israel pointed out. If you're the Uber driver who allegedly dropped off, who fits this profile, has to dropped off at a school or anywhere, really, wouldn't you call 911 immediately? Especially based on what's happened in Florida? Why haven't we heard from the Uber driver? FBI agent as moonlighting as an Uber driver. Anyway, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids.